21st
century.
Yeah.
The 21st century.
Okay, Rabbi Hussein. Today we're calling it to continue. I think there's like four packets I made on this. You know, because this machlokas was the core of the whole reason that I'm learning the Shiurim and Mila is because somebody is being ma'orer that, you know, certain ma'alim are not being, you know, so this notion that being ma'orer and the ma'alim is a little bit troublesome, so that's why, but I want to be able to ma'ayin sufficiently in this inyan. So agav, then we'll do all of Hilchas Milah. But the excuse was this Chachmas Adam, because somebody is saying, oh, just like the Chachmas Adam is complaining about the Moilim in his time, so someone else says, oh, I'm complaining about the Moilim in my time. Or some of them. So the Tshuva's Mari, the Mari Asad, Rav Yehuda Asad, Tshuva's Yehuda Yala. What year? This was Nitpas and Tofer Eishlam and Gimel. And what was his connection to the Chasim Sofer? He's from Talmidim, or Talmidei Talmidim, of, you can check on your phones, and so it's interesting, the tshuva is called Tshuva's Mari Asad or Tshuva's Yehuda Yala.
He's
Sephardi. What?
He's
Sephardi. No.
Asad?
No. No. You'll get his biography in the
Asad is Syrian.
Yeah. I don't think he's Syrian, I don't think he's Sephardi, I don't think he's Hungarian, no? No, what does it say?
From the spelling, he seems to be Hungarian. A-S-Z-O-D.
Yeah.
Lemmer.
And they might be to spell Yehuda with an Aleph also.
That also
does something like that. Right, that's a pain that in certain circles they spell Yehuda with an Aleph. Right. Okay, so he has a tshuva on this topic. Again, the machlokes, the Divrei Chaim, and the Chachmas Adam, whether the Chi of Mila is to be Megala the Atara, and not necessarily practically, again, you'll have to cut a little bit but the main thing is to be Parea the Atara, even in the Or HaMila. That's the Divrei Chaim. The Rechayim says, if you do that, that's the mitzvah. Okay, he says, the chatchila, you know, why not? You know, but what he holds, the Iker Hadin, the Rechayim is the Horea. So basically, the Maria Sad is going to take the tzad of Chituch. He's saying, page 3, Hinei.
Hungarian,
right. And his connection with Chasim Sofer? He what? He differed?
Most of the latter students of Moshe Sofer, he trained liberal friends with him leading pupil of Mordechai
Banet. Mordechai
Banet. Say it's different than that.
Okay. Hinei mitzvahs mila be'etzem v'rishon nemra v'nishneis v'torah b'lshono mila. So basically he's going to say that whatever the word mila means, you could dray it either way. In other words, you want to say it's, there was, we thought, like we saw 2 days ago, we saw the Tshuva's Chasim Sofer, that Mila doesn't mean Chituch, right? So therefore one would think that therefore that's a good raya for the Divrei Chaim, which the Divrei Chaim himself, I believe, brings. But he's saying, no. He says that all these Targumim say it means gzira, to cut, and then he quotes the Chasam Sofer, who says it's not. It just means Hasaras Hadover. He says, "Lo mi ba'i le peyush agona now vada ikar mitzvah b'kach bila kishmo l'hasir or l'bsor l'gamri." He drays it the opposite. No, of course, if you hold like the Chasam Sofer means to remove, so of course you have to cut it. Even though you would say, if I can't, the one who, if he's saying remove and not cut, maybe you don't have to cut. Maybe you just have to be Megala. He's saying, no, that's Pashat, according to the Chasam. He's saying, Pum Fakert, within the Chasam Sofer. He says, Lo mi boi le lepeir shagona na al vada ikar hamitzvah bekach mi lo kishma, lo hasir or le besar megamri, shalo tishar hatol le vidot le begufo klal. El agam le das kol ha mefarshim anal de peirsh mi lo huchituch, He's saying, if you hold it's lahasir, then of course you have to remove it. The chiddush is, even if you hold the chituch, you also have to remove it. Hakol kavanas atori lachtoch or lo chrosu legamri lahasir shlotei nimtza otole v'dovak b'guf hanimul af lachar gilu hatora. Parish Loshan Chorus, called Mochab Haidu Bito Mitzias. Vare Mitzipora, Ksiv Vatich, Yikach Sipor Tzor Vatichros is Orlas Bena. Vatichros Daika, Vachaydu Loshan Rambam, Mashmasha Bitlo Mitzias Orlas Bena. Vasim Ksiv Chasen Domim Lomulos, etc. So he says, Od Im Timtzolom Manami Mila Perushu Chituch Levad, Yesh Mochab Lomar Deinak Peidel Hasir, Hasaras ha'orlo l'gamrei lakla salka mina Torah. He says, no, it could be chituch just means you have to cut the sides so you'll be able to fold it up. In other words, whatever you think is pashut, he says faket. You think it's pashut that if it's hasara, maybe that means that you remove, doesn't mean that you have to cut. No, so that's chituch, for sure you have to cut. And the chituch that says chituch, maybe then you don't even have to cut it off, because that could just mean cutting the slits on the side to maybe to make the fold to cut it up. That's, and then he gets into this whole other thing about the philosophical meaning of mila. The paragraph v'chein lefi tamei hamitzvah. Pligibar, right? There's a famous machlokas in the tamei hamitzvahs. You see. Matt, I asked me if I do some little hashkafa, so it comes up today. So even though this is not a hashkafa shir, so he says that the Rambam and the Akeda have a discussion what the reason of mila is. So according to the Akeda, is kedei l'hashlim chisorin hayitzira she ha'orla ba'adam hukamu ever hasaruav. Right? If a person has an extra finger, so we don't say, oh, that's a maila. No. If you have something extra, that's a chisor. It's a trefa. You don't view it as a. So he says the same thing over here, that you have the extra thing, so it's a begam. So pashtus is, therefore you have to remove it. And even according to the Rambam, it's to be machlish the taivas. So the same thing, Kozman, that the orla is attached, it'll still cause the taivas, so therefore you have to remove it. Okay. He just did. He did. Yeah.
So he's holding that as chitum, though. That was in the other direction. She touches
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he says what he says, and he's more of the chituch. But you know, nothing here is so compelling in this whole. I mean, he was a big gadol in Hungary, whatever. His tshuvas are quoted, not necessarily in the literature world. They never heard of him. But what? Yeah, Ravadi Yosef quotes everybody, so Kiddush. So he's holding that you have to, more like the Chachmas, like the Chachmas Adam. Okay, but okay. Now there's a tshuva from the Ohel Avraham. I want to show, and he's a supporter of the Divrei Chaim on page 5. I'll just show you his comment. He says, page 5. So you look on page 6. Ohel Avraham, look on page 6. It's on page 6. See, what happened is the book is too... sometimes the safe is too large to get in the Xerox machine. So, Ohel Avraham... So,
is this the Rabbi around the
time,
right?
What?
Is this the Rabbi around
the time? Yeah, it could be. So basically, sometimes when you have to put one copy, you get the bottom of the page, and the next copy, you get the top of the page, and so here, there's a big safer, so I got, so the first page, I just needed the bottom, and then I needed the top, whatever. So he's a big going. So he says, so he discusses the Shiloh of the,
where
is he located?
I think he was the Rabbi of Yosef.
You think he's the Rabbi of Yosef Haim Zonnefeld? You want to look him up? Avraham Shag?
I think
Avraham Shag. Oh, Shalom. Avraham Shag. It's okay. It's good to know who everyone is. So he, So he quotes this discussion. Then he says, "Umana Amina." You see on the left side, "Umana Amina Lo Dahar Regam Priya Yolfina B'Shasti Don Mikrod." In other words, he said he's from the Giwei people. He says, "Gam ba'or harchitzon, gam shalom nachta halman tehamolim dekriya b'shas priya meisir shneim lumadim atarkiyam mitzvahs mil kedasu ketorah." Here, look in the lines before Mano Amina, the paragraph before. Ukemo shemahani. The first word in the line is shemahani on the left paragraph top. Shemahani, the first word on the line on the page 5 on the left. Shemahani. Just like the Or HaPriya, you can get rid of it. Whereas you just tear a little bit and then you roll it up. So, but it's not cut off. Gam Or HaChitzon, even in the Or HaMila, Gam Shelo Nechtach Ad Lamata Me'atara Kedech HaMolim, in other words, that you just make a tear, so you can roll it up. That he says, "Kiyem mitzvahs mila kedasu ketorah." Umana aminola. How do I know this? He says, "Taregam priya yafinim mikra demol shenis. Taregam priya yikra b'shem mila." Right? Priya is also called mila. So in other words, this whole shtickle Torah that Mila has is one thing, and Priya is, Tzveidinim, that Mila is Chituch, and Priya is Giloy, how we started off, you know, in the beginning, a couple of days ago, he says, no, it's all one and the same. But Priya is called Mila. And Priya, we assume, for sure you don't need to cut off. Rishalmi Shabbos Yalev Priya Mihimol Yimol. And Priya is even learned out from the double Lashon Himol Yimol. So to say that the Lashon Mila is so klor that it means Chituch, you see from various sources that the Lashon, the Priya is learned out from Psukim of Himol Yimol, of Molus B'Yisol Shenis, of Michasin Domim Lamulos, right? Those are the Yerushalmi I had in the first packet. Lamulos, plural, or Milo or Priya. Tarti Mashma, Hari Al Shneim Nemar Milo, Kumoshi Mahani Kriya Lukrum Hatachton, the Mitzis HaTorah, Lahasir HaKrum HaTorah, Lagalus Mesar HaTorah. So that's by Or Priya. Kein Mitzis Mila, Or HaChitzon, Gamken, Kazel Lahasir Or HaChitzon, Lagalus HaTorah. Rak La'avar Mavinu, L'shas Lidon, Lo Nitan HaPriya, Rakam HaMitzu Lagalus HaTorah, Or HaChitzon, Vein Ma'akev HaKrum HaTachton. Avram Avinu, the Chochmas Hadam says, well, Avram Avinu wasn't Mitzuvah LaPriya, so then his Or, but he was Mitzuvah LaMila, so that must mean that Mila has to mean to cut off. No, he's saying that doesn't mean anything. He wasn't Mitzuvah on Priya, means that he wasn't Mitzuvah on the Or HaPriya. But the Or Mila, that doesn't mean that Or Mila can't mean to be Perea the Or Mila. See, the Chachmas Adam say he wasn't Mitzuvah on the Priya, so he's Mitzuvah on the Mila. So what must have been the Chiyuv on the Mila? To cut, and not necessarily to be Megala. No, there's no Raya at all. It's a Shvacha Raya. That's what they're all jumping on the Chachmas Adam. That just means that he wasn't Mitzuvah on the Or Priya. But the Or Mila, that could have been through, not through Chituch. And then he writes, keep going down. First word of the line is Kain Kavonas HaMeforshim. You see where the line says Kain Kavonas HaMeforshim? On the left side, Cain, Kavanah Zavur. Now, the Chalila Lomar, Ki Amolim She'in Chotchim Ha'or Chitzona Ad Lamata Me'ator Rakan Al Dei Priya Megalim Ha'ator Shalom Mekayim Mitzvahs Mila. He says, Chalila to say that the Moilim who don't cut the Or HaMila to Megala enough are not Mekayim Mitzvahs Mila. Avram Shad Oil of Rum. Who perished sits in a matrim shachofim is Ravatar Yochir. Tavkim chofim. Volkavin shein chofim shemedabek lamata gamki lo nechtach nechtach the bris kodesh. Of a farish besar chofim shir chofim chmosh all al dad malos a perish mishubashu. So he's a big supporter. Did you find a
that's a different one.
Yeah,
Avram Schwab Blushner, Hungarian rabbi who was born in Galok, studied under the Chasam Sofer, served as rabbi as Maltama Sheshask, then in Kobolstorf.
So he studied under the Chasam Sofer?
Yeah.
Right.
He was distinguished for his keen intellect and upright character. He was a member of the Jewish Congress in 1999, behind many works, but only his all Avram responsa have been published.
Right, see? All right, so Talmud of Chasam Sofer.
Yeah.
That's it.
No,
I found. Yeah, okay, that's it. Avram Shad. Okay. Okay.
This was the Rebbe of
He was?
He was.
He was the Rebbe of Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld.
Yeah. Say that, but
yeah.
One of two Rebbe.
Who's the other one?
That's Seth Seifer.
Was a Rebbe of Rebbe.
Well,
Rebbe.
Later,
we're going to get the Mariel Diskin. Okay, so the next person we're looking at is the Ein HaBedolach. Okay, you want to look him up? Chaim Tzvi Monheimer. What?
says here he's an outdated around the where's we at?
Yeah, but it was the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. That's all I care about. Okay, so he wants to say another idea. I mean, in the Sefer Brit Eliyahu, we'll see it soon, Brit Eliyahu, he quotes all these different people. So he says like this, on page... Wait. What?
He has a grandson in Brooklyn.
He has a grandson in Brooklyn. Okay.
Tobelbar.
Yeah? Where is he from?
Ungvar.
Ungvar? And is he a Talmud? Yeah, well, he's later.
He came to the
house of Sofer
and asked to get the
Betzer to
come in for
Madrid's daughter. He came to the house of Sofer to ask the
Shidduch
for his daughter.
Doesn't say it was
Talmud. In other words, he wanted a Talmud of Chasam Sofer to marry his daughter. Okay, that's also something. Yeah. Okay. So he wants to say like this. I try to focus on the main... See, he says, Atal Basi, on the right session, Nitzar B'dover Shalomit B'rumu Shalolam, Radivarti Malosu Vinin Zakam upon him, Pale Parakwa Avara, Kesa Sharab Malosu Divagona Kodosh, Mikal Kodosh Sans, Sifro Divachaim, Sheherich Halakha Labaisa, Timbochota Holokula, Chenskala Tara Haka Pore, Gamke Ravo, Ashenskala, Rezen Nimo, Afshulokota Hola Nishara. So Maloso, that he's who's he writing this Shuva, is coming to go against the Divrei Chaim. So he's coming to defend the Divrei Chaim. So basically, he wants to say a vort that we'll see others also said. It's like this. Look on the left side now. Him came Pshara Dvarim Nira came. Tevada ha'orla shenira otum tzarechituch. Because you have to cut the orla. Valzeh perish ha'tagim gozer. Aval ha'tzitin ha'ma'akvin ha'priya Shneim sagi barosarosom me'atara ad shenisgala. So he says like this, that in other words, when you first cut, you cut off. If there's something left over, that's the tzitzin, so that doesn't require chituch. So the tzitzin hamatvin, that you could just megala. And that's, so that could be from the practical perspective also, that, you know, you're not going to be able to megala unless you cut off. But he's saying that once you do your initial cut and there's stuff left over, so then that could be... The question is, is there a shear? In other words, what makes something called tzitzin a matzin? Is it any time you did the first cut, is anything left over is shirayim and tzitzin? So you just cut a little, that's tzitzin? Or is it only if like there's like little strings and stuff like that? You know what I mean? So anyways, he wants, and this concept of the Ein HaBedolach is quoted also in the Tzemach Tzedek. That's the Lubavitcher, the third Rebbe, the original Menachem Mendel of Lubavitch. He was not a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. Okay, not everyone's okay. So he starts off on page 10, quoting the Chokhmah Sadr. The Nidah Mashakosah B'Sof Sefer Chokhmah Sadr Sheishrayim Yivomas Tzitzin Shal Bosar Orl Ma'akvim Ma'akvim Nizkal Chalatar Ne'erasim Shav Ein Raya Klal. That was the Raya from Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu wasn't Mitzuvah on Mila, on Priya rather, yet there's a din of Tzitzin Amachin by him, so it must mean that it was to cut them off. Because if it was, he wasn't Mitzuvah al Priya. So that's the same raya that he brings, that everyone's saying that that's not a good raya, because that just means he wasn't Mitzuvah on the Ora Priya. But he could be do Priya to the, you know, So he wants to say the same idea that the Ein Bedolach says. That, in other words, you cut, and the Tzitzin HaMatvin is only Matvin if they're Bimkoman. But once you roll them up, they're not Bimkoman, then they're not Makif. So you have to... So he's saying a similar, as Bikas Eliyahu points out, he's saying a similar thing what the Ein HaBedolach says. That in other words, you cut, and then whatever's left over, even if it's Makev, that you can do with Priya. So I'm still, you know, Masupak, you know, what, how do you get the shame Tzitzin? You know, this. So they're both making this hagdara that, you know, there's the Iker Hamila and then Tzitzin, which are still they're left over. Right, I understand. But even if you cut a little, that's called. In other words, what is there? Sheer?
But practically, if you just cut a little bit, that's what you're saying in the Rekhaya. Because you have to cut something to.
Right.
No, the difference is cutting and removing.
Right, no, he is saying like the Devar Chayim.
Yeah, he is.
But he's saying, in other words...
Everything is called Tzitzin, so it's in essence, it doesn't matter if you call it Tzitzin or don't call it Tzitzin.
Right. He's just like saying that you cut with the... You know, you cut for the Iker Hamila, and then what's left over, Tzitzin Matvin, you can do Priya to. Even on the War Hamila. And that's the lesson that Ein HaBedolach says. He says that portion of the Dvarim Nira, the Vade Ha'orla Shanira Otum Sarachitach. There was the Ikar Orla that looks like it's covering up, that you should Chaitach. If there's something left over, even though it's. In other words, the way it's the master in the Ein HaBedolach is that, you know, if it looks like it's covered over, like the whole thing is covering it over, so of course you have to mechatek that. It's a little different than because the Divrei Chaim, I think, would say that there's no intrinsic chiyuv of cutting. It may be technically you have to cut, so, you know, something else is going to just roll back. They're seeming to say that there is maybe a chiyuv of cutting, but on the tzitzin, then you can just do Priya. So the Ikar Dovar is Chituch, which it comes out similar to the Divrei Chaim, but different, because the Divrei Chaim basically is saying the mitzvah is only being Megala. Cutting is just a Hechitimtza that you probably won't be able to be missed. But if theoretically you could keep it there and it won't come back and it'll just grow in, then that would be okay. Then there's the Maril Diskin of Yeshua Leib. Yeshua Leib, now it took me time to find it. It's basically a correspondence to his brother. You see, in the Tshuva's Maril Diskin on page 15, he's basically... It's corresponding to his brother. So page 15 was Maril Diskin, and the brother's original tshuva, or thing, was printed in Moriah in the Kovetz for Machon Yerushalayim on page 12 and 13, which we tracked down somehow. And the response is here in the Sefer of Maril Diskin. So basically, he says, take a look on page 15 of Maril Diskin. Al dos chidusho mitzvah essay the mila yesh mokum lufnim gealocha mekponim boi chatiches dvar ma. In other words, basically he's saying you have to cut something, and then the rest you can do with priya. In other words, not necessarily, but technically, like what we were saying before, that if you're not going to cut something, you'll just roll back. But part of the mitzvah mila is that there should be a chitoch.
The same as the
only question is, are they saying that you really need more to basically cut the... I think what they're saying is you have to cut the whole thing, and if you missed a little bit, so then you'll roll it back. Here he's saying you don't even have to cut, a shear that's going to be... Basically, you have to... I think the pshat in the Ein Bdolach and the Chachos Adam is you cut to be Megala. So you have to Meshayer, what's going to be Megala. Once you did that, then if you're missing a little, then you could roll back. Here, he's not even saying you have to even do that. He could even cut less. But as long as you cut... Yeah.
When he says cut, does he mean cut off or just slip?
I think he means... that's a good question. Yeah, I think he means to cut off, right. Now, this is his brother. So his brother has a whole shtickle here. Avram Shmuel Diskin. It's not as famous as his Yerushua Leib. There's no, like, orphanage. You don't have another Pushkas and things, Mayel Diskin. So he wants to say a whole thing here.
Just call it Diskin.
Diskin, right. Yeah. I don't know if it's over here or so his brother. I mean. So he says here on page 13. It's time to find this. He says, L'dayti zos kavanas shtei habrachas. Ki mitzvah zamila... So basically he's saying that similar to the Chachmas Adam, but obviously very different. Because you have to do Avraham Avinu did Mil, Krisa. So that's the bracha of Lachniso Beviso Shalom Avraham Avinu. And Alhamila is on the Giloy.
Isn't this a little backwards? That's backwards.
Backwards, meaning you're saying two.
We're doing the bracha we do first. And right. With the second, we're doing this backwards.
Right.
We're doing each bracha in the.
Right.
The Chassid Sof is all tight.
Yeah. So, but it, so if you look in the. So he said, so in the Sefer Bris Eliyahu, that's this fellow, Rav Eliyahu Brandeis, I spoke to him, I called him up. He's from the Kolol Chazanish in Bnei Brak. So he wrote a Sefer, he's the only Sefer I've seen that discusses these nitty-gritty. You know, people who usually like to write a Mila, even those that are not writing Drush, are writing, you know, brisket lundus on on Mila. There's a lot of lundus, you know, it's fertile ground for lundus. But not so many people want to deal with the what the tzitzin. I told you, I had a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael who said once, you know, I'm going to tell you this Torah of tzitzin and makim, but frankly, I have no clue what tzitzin and makim are, what they not are. So this sefer was written about the meleches hamila, you know, the nitty gritty of the. So he says. So he quotes first those shitas of the Tzemach Tzedek and the on page 17. So he says, Omnam, you see on the after the arrow on page 17. Omnam matzanu yesh alamdu din chadash mikach chusha anal v'skimu shemashmaos mila hichitach. Okay, you want to say it means chitach. Omnam mashachazal motzulan sheshir ma'akev toloi begilu ha'tara mevor sheyesh b'zat v'asas ha'or l'gam mitzvah shal giloi. Because you have to do chitach and you have to be megala. But that doesn't mean that you have to be megala l'yidei l'chitach. Shem shel kuli alma mitzvah priya hi giloi ha'tara kach yem din zeh gam b'yachas l'or ha'orla. Nimtzah shebemidas ha'orla mikayim shnei dinim. Hasaras ha'orla and giloi ha'tara. He says, "Hosiv l'chadish yinachemina t'ilu mitzar hasaras or alaya maspik lahaseres ikar orla." Mishar rak miut shecholfes rov hatara b'mokum echad zemoya makif. V'yesh mokum l'chilak zemeyachas b'gemar mevorsh didn see some makif nil nedrashus miyuchados. For shloya drasha ikar mitzvah milim is kayemet gam im lo yaser satzitzin. In other words, I think he's saying that once you did the rove. Then you did, you know, and everything else is called tzitzim. In other words, I don't think you could call the way this havana is. If you have rove that wasn't nechtach, you can't call that tzitzim. You did nothing. You cut a little sliver off. You did nothing. That's not so. So that's what they're talking about. They're talking about that you cut the rove that taras magula, but the din of tzitzin amakvin is even chutechan al gova or. So that, even though it's still low, that can call. In other words, I think what he's saying in those sheetas is you need at least rove to have anything after rove. You can call tzitzin if they're market, if they're cover, you know, rove gova, etc. Even though that's
Well, that means
this is not the Merel
Disc.
Right. Yeah, right. This is the Tzemach Tzedek. Right. This is the Tzemach Tzedek.
But he's saying that everything is rove. Once you've done rove, then there's no such thing as Tzitzin HaMakim.
Rove in area. In other words, Tzitzin HaMakim could be one chut, right? Up there. Yeah. But once you did, then he quotes that the Merel Disc is a different word. Merel Disc is closer to. In other words, so he doesn't like the. Because the Chochmas Adam is saying that you can't do. You have to do Mila on everything. Or Mila, everything has to do through Chituch. Everything that's Ma'akev, that's the Chochmas Adam. Everything has to be through Chituch. And if you didn't do through Chituch, you didn't do the mitzvah. That's the Chochmas Adam. These other people, the Tzemach Tzedek and Bedolch, are saying no. The Iker Mila you can do all the Chituch, but the Tzitzin HaMa'akvin, which is even past Rove, but they still can be Ma'akev, that you could do all your day Priya. And the Mariel Diskin, it says no, that really, on page 18, Shita HaMariel Diskin should die b'chitach kolshin. That you just have to have a token chitach because the Lashon Mila, but, you know, which is a chiddush, and the rest you could do through, if you will do it in a way that it'll stay, then that you could do through Priya. And the Divrei Chaim is saying that basically the whole thing could be the whole mitzvah is just Gilui Atar. I mean, if it will stay.
Yeah,
well,
I figure out a way to do
it,
whatever.
Even if you say in the chituch, it just could mean that you're removing it from being on top of the aver. So it's not connected. You know, maybe that you could be yotzei with the probing. You know, when you take the probe and you.
Doesn't go away.
Yeah, that'll come back. But I mean, with the Divrei Chaim, the mitzvah is just you know, there was, these other people are saying, you know, that there was, they're also all against the Chachmas Adam, because they're saying that Chachmas Adam is a purist, that everything has to be al yidei chituch. Everything has to be al yidei chituch. And they're saying maybe just tzitzin, maybe the Iker Mila is al yidei chituch, and the other says, and the Divrei Chaim says nothing has to be al yidei, really, I mean, technically speaking, maybe according to some of the priests or whatever. If why you put stitches, what do you think?
No, meaning if someone would take the...
Someone will pray without the oil.
Someone just stitches in the game,
they would just legal everything and sew it up. So
right.
What's
that? Yeah. Probably, not just probably. It would probably heal there and would stay there. You'd wake up.
You know the way you did.
I don't know if that's biology correct, but let's pretend it is.
What?
you keep the stitches up. Your
skin
is
really hot, so you cut it together. It's healed that way. If it's not healed, if it's not cut, there's no damage. You're just tying two pieces of skin together. It's gonna come
out. No, because there'll be moisture, and it would stick over time. I think it would. Particularly with the membrane underneath it, it would actually wet. Actually, not that well.
You mean if you...
But you
did nothing.
In the non-Jewish world, they have this such a problem that it happens, that it heals with the membrane.
Well, you just megala the whole thing, and then you...
Scotch tape or sewing, and it will wind up healing that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so this is the next nakud that might have relevance to you.
There's only questions of different kind. Because the rest...
Right, yeah, there's only a little bit of different kind.
Yeah, the different
kind,
I don't think, was the different kind never even had a possible. It's possible. So.
Right.
It's not so the different kind was arguing on the marrow disc. It's very possible he helped the marrow disc because he wasn't even entering the equation. He's arguing on the papa. And he never dreamt up your case.
Okay.
Why not? It's fucking theory.
Because.
No, it's. Oh, so this is Nakuda here. Look what he's on page 21. I want to show you. So where the bold print is, he says, "Kishagila esatara b'li lachtoch es kol orla l'datim shol hamakilim," meaning the Divrei Chaim. "Mosai miskayemes hamitzvah." Right. In other words, when is the mitzvah mekayim? Yesh la'ayin b'mikush amoral dochat es shiari orla la'achor v'chavash ba'ofen they put on the bandage. Sh'orla amoral is achos v'hemshech hagid. It's gonna, you know, attach itself up, you know. El shokher zman at shor misache. Kagam nasa machmirim. Friends, part of the parshas vaday shatarach lachlo. According to the Chacham Zadim, you got to cut that off. According to the Rechayim, tchal olsha orlo nos acha b'mokum acher adain mitzvos hakayemis. In other words, according to the Chacham Zadim, you didn't do anything. You megala, but the skin is still there. So of course, nothing. You didn't do the mitzvah yet. Ulam b'dasa mekilim yesh lodon. We must say nachshav niskayim a mitzvah for ein or all. Im b'shas chavisha rishona, orak shenitz acher haorla. Shurak me'az yesh mamish b'asaros haorla bitula. So if it's only when it, you know, attaches itself. So that's a question that's raised, is then if that's when you're doing the mitzvah, then maybe if the mitzvah is not chal until it attaches then maybe it's not, you're not doing it or mila b'shmini. You know, maybe not doing mila b'shmini, and they talk about Shabbos, right? So he says, "Vum have a mina shasaras ha'orl and shlama." So he thinks one side you could say raksha orl is acher b'mokum acher. You could say that until it attaches itself, it'll come right back. So you're putting a band-aid there to keep it in place till it. Aval kol ocha orla lo nischabra b'makom achav efshar lachzira al gabe ha'atara lo batal mimena shem orla v'lo ke mitzvah mila. So now he says, oh, gewaldig. And with Shvi Zeh Yatzah Dover Chiddush, the Tinok Shenibo be'er Pesach, when there was a Korban Pesach. And he was Nimo be'er Pesach, and Zeh Shalokhotu is called Orla, and Shenech was from Vatida, Orla, and Lashachal, had died in Rol, Potsal Tzavim be'Korban Pesach. Oh, yeah. Kmokin yishlo darim not yemila kazu b'shabbos. Came she eino mahol ad lamochav she orlu tachav over she betiv eino yechzuyu laksa. So he says, Baran near behechrek. So al korcha, you can't say all this because behechrek the svar samakil he shem mitzvah nishlemis miyad b'shas abris she tofes to orlu shelo taksa. Right? You didn't do the mitzvah b'shmini. When we say shetir lo mokach b'chol bris, hakorach esvir lo b'shem mitzvah nishlemes miyad. Ubemes yesh lo chiyachem yidin priya. Shadev shechibalnu, this is often the Sefer Bris Elio, from the din of priya, which no one is arguing that it could be right. In name of Kol Orshal the Husa Baofen Shekvai Yevshar Lachzir Al Gabi Atar Adayin Sheim Orlelov Mamatzanu Yadeinu Vragleinu Shadovim Furish Neim Molim Be'er Pesach Ein Machvim BePesach. Right, it's beferish that you can do a bris mila and erev Pesach and then you're good. Which is interesting because it's omeid lakach to be mischaber. So even though it didn't, but you put it on the thing.
It's just
tying
the
shame
oral to
kiyum mitzvah as opposed to like a mitzvah. He's saying that, right. In other words, he's saying that once you set up the system on day eight, even though if somebody say would take off the bandage now, right, and then
roll down,
he's made for Chris, not anybody else.
What?
He's made for Chris, not anybody else. I'm taking off the man. He's nimol. And by undoing that, he's made for grits. So I just want to do a regular person.
It doesn't
go as
a
mimo
to begin with.
Right.
Right. You
was mimo,
and you
don't do it. Right. So this whole idea is a chiddush. Because normally, this is all in the divrei chayim world. In the chachmas adam world, the whole thing is kaput.
In the chachmas adam world, how can you undo a grits?
The chachmas adam world.
I've never understood
Midrash.
I'm saying, no, in this, I understand. That's what I'm saying. In this, I understand
the idea
of Midrash.
You mean Moshech
Vorlosso?
So,
yeah. If everything's called Mamash, everything's covered by the chachmas adam, you got nothing. He's talking about Midrash. It's Midrash.
Whereas you can be Moshech Vorlosso, so that's to be something to be Moshech.
Or a Priya.
Or
from lower.
Well,
he's only talking about the
Yeah. Oh, so he writes here. Then he summarizes the different shitas here. So I tell you, this is the only sefer that speaks. I didn't ask him. I didn't ask him if he's a moil. I think he asked me if I was a moil. But I didn't ask him if he's a moil. Yeah, but this is a unique sefer, which I'm telling you, the whole world is just speaking about the you know, it's in the Briskerov, the Cheder Mitzvah, there's Hanukkah, this everything. But he's dealing with the what? Yeah. So he gives you all the sheetas. Yeah, number one, Ovenshim. No, he gives you all the things. He's saying like this. Ovenshim Megalas Atara Dichikas Kol Orla Achor Belishum Chituch. Yeah. So because Gavna came in Shalom Nechta Chlum Einshim Efsharis or Yisacha. There was, he's saying, if you don't chotek, it's just the mitzias is never gonna stick there. For omer latzum yadam komo, for over there nira lekule alma harei oral. Avishosh atar magula. There's no one can say that, you know, I won't cut anything. I'll just roll it up. I'll put some scotch tape, and that's the and it's magula. So no one will say that that's. That's he's still an oral deraisa.
Even the
Dibrichai. Even the Dibrichai.
Yeah, before we said the Dibrichai,
right, but he doesn't have to cut anything in theory but in practice, he's going to have to cut because there has to be something that's not omeh to come back. He's just saying the Dibrichai is maskim that in the reality you have to. Yeah, in other words, he's saying, according to the Rechai, that's a question of stitches. But if you... But then, once you... It could be an Echonami, if you would stitch up, and then that would be different.
Maybe it's a little bit of a
cut, yeah.
So then he says...
One second, 20... Right. In other words, I don't think in Etzim he requires the... Just in practicality. Then he says, number 20, page 23. Ovesh echotach chelach me'or v'gilas hatar b'tishar... Haor lachor, achaor chazur shuv chofes atara. In b'shas habris, hamatzav ayabora sheyasiru as achavisha or yashuv lachasos atara. Nirish adaf das hamikilim. That's even if you cut, but it was clear that it's not going to stay. So even the das hamikilim lo kim mitzvaso. That's page 23. Right, you didn't cut it off, and it's not going to stick.
I caught her, but not
well,
it doesn't matter if it's
that's a separate discussion. Kishri, not Kishri, is a question of how much it has to be Megula. And then 24, page 4, now Megimel, Bovish and Nisha Chelet Me'or Or Le'Megila Es HaTor, Yitchik HaTor Lo'achar, Bovish Or Shur Lo'shav L'chasas Es HaTor, Lo'achar Zman Ha'Or Le Nis'acha Heitev Nis'acha Once it's attached in, so he thinks that's it. Nothing to do anymore. Elisha Bezer, bottom the Iker Anidon, the Mesa, Imis Kaimis Misrabil over there. Zenechush, that's a Machmirim, Kagavan Lo Mikaimis Mila. As I told you, the Maram Shik, we'll see that inside next week. In other words, but once you pushed it up, and then it took that, so he thinks that, that Lukuli Alma, he's not an Oral anymore. And the only question is, but did you do the Mitzvah of Mila? So he says, according to Chachma Sodom, you missed out on the mitzvah. Who won't become mitzvah's meal? Came into Mevatel Sa'orla, Bila Mula. Also, Lassos came. It's like you're doing something to pater you from the mitzvah. You know, like, you know, the old case of the Lodasa Mekilim, Mekaim is a mitzvah's meal. Kumoke Nachim and David, and Molo Bovin Zev Adai, Na'orlo Nisacha, Dasa Machmim, Pashas Kolosha, Lutacha, Lobito, Shem Orlo Mine, Dai Mitzvah, Kayamas. Right,
But he's saying, the Chachamim is masking the Torah.
That's the Maram Pshich writes that. That's the Maram Pshich. Right. Even the Chochmas Adam is masking that he's not an Oram. But he didn't do the mitzvah. Yeah.
I mean, what happened if by accident the hospital cuts it off before the eighth day? You say he's not an Oro, just not kind of a mitzvah? No.
Right, so I mean, that's the discussion with Mol before Yom. Yom Shiva.
Don't we have the...
What were you saying? By a guy?
Well, yeah, by a guy. It wasn't for saying...
Right, so that's what when we talk about the
halachas... But it's physically not an oral anymore.
Right.
So halachas...
Right. But... right, the question of hatafas da bris and the question of... Right.
Does that work into this year?
Yeah, so that... It could be he's not an oral anymore. It could be he's not an oral. It could be...
So you have...
What?
Isn't he an oral just by virtue of being a
Jewish.
He's Jewish. He's Jewish. The discussion whether you need blood is a whole different package. Either he'll say that you get blood when you're pareid, because when you're pareid, usually you tear to make a... So you'll be able to fold it back. So you make slits. So it could be he say that the blood, and then the question is what's the status of blood in Mila? Before we even discuss Metzitza B'Peh, that's the hot button topic. But even before that, there's so much to get to before the Metzitza B'Peh. Then we'll get to Metzitza B'Peh. And we'll see the Chasam Sofer's tshuva. That's not in the Sefer for some reason. Was it ever in the safe or they took it out? I don't know. You know how we had to, I think, go to the basement to find out. Yeah, Tzvi Erenev in the library had to go to the basement to find me the letter, the truth of the Chav Sof Sofer Mutzitza B'Peh. That's not in the...
What was it in?
It's in some journal from hundreds of years ago. Oh, so of course, anything that's going to be people are going to say it's this, but there's some that are moida that it's emes. Some are moida, but that's. He said something that's not what everyone wants to hear that he should be saying. So that's the question of how do we deal with that? You know, when somebody says something, you know. You know,
you don't
want to hear. You know, like Rav Aaron Lichtenstein said about the Rav, people want the Rav to be who they want him to be and not who he was. That's what Rav Aaron Lichtenstein said about the Rav. Because everyone has their own way of what he should be, or what they want him to be. Whatever, that's the rich direction. You know. Okay, everyone should have a good Shabbos, and Joseph Shem will continue on.